How to Dance with the Duke by Manda Collins. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 2012 by Manda Collins. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Miss Cecily Hurston battered her ivory-tipped parasol against the hulking footman, who none too gently thrust her through the doors of No. 13 Bruton Street. "You cannot do this!" She elbowed him to emphasize her point, and smiled in satisfaction at his grunt of pain. "My father was a founding member of this club. I demand you let me in at once!"
"He's the one what made the rule,"
the beefy man said, putting her down and fending off further attacks with one arm as he backed inside and shut the door. Cecily stood gaping at the closed door. He what?
"You heard me."
The shout was just audible through the heavy door. She tried again. "Surely in this particular situation you would be willing to bend the rules a bit?" But after a couple of minutes with no response, she heaved an exasperated sigh and gave the door one last aggravated kick. The heavy boots she'd worn for today's visit protected her toes, but did little to protect her wounded pride. She had hoped, considering the circumstances, that the members of the Egyptian Explorers Club would waive their ridiculous no-unmarried females rule. After all, none of them had considered that Lord Hurston would suffer an apoplexy on the return trip from his most recent expedition. She was an unmarried lady, true, but she was also, despite her father's best efforts.